Some songs have the power to uplift our mood instantly on certain days. They can even save the day. Maybe like this song we're about to play for you now. I'm Lena Kwan, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, January 6th, and I'm your host, Lena Kwan. We just started off the program with Mino's tongue piercing through our hearts with all the charisma, earning all the super cool points. Speaking of great songs, did you guys have a chance to hear the hot new disco pop release from Chocomi? Name is so cute. Before we play it on our show for the first time, let's do a little chat about Chocomi. So, of course, they are Uju Sonyeo's first unit group, consisting of Subin, Ruda, Yeoreum, and Taeyong as members. And their first debut song was Hung Chit Pung, back in 2020. It was a success, and we must say their live performance featuring comedian Moon Se-yoon as a backup dancer got all of our attention. It was funny, it was clever, and we're curious about whether Super Yuppers, which is their latest release, will showcase another fun collaboration. Here is a really unexpected FYI. The song itself was created by someone we know. 2AM's Changmin. Who could have guessed that? I definitely associate Changmin as a balladeer of 2AM, of course. And apparently he has a cutesy side, more to be discovered. On top of it being a really cute song, it's also a fearless love anthem. I'll be there for you kind of love song. The lyrics goes, 우주를 넘고 바다를 건너 당신 곁에 갈게요. 어디든지 내 이름 부를 때면. I don't know if I just read the lyrics. It sounds a little bit like trot, but there is an 80s vibe to it that's completely retro and fun. The lyrics loosely translates to across the universe, across the sea, I'll be at your side whenever you call my name. Okay, when I translate it into English, it sounds like Shakira. But anyway, the message is really clear. When you're feeling down, come look for Chocomi. They'll get the job done. Cute and wholesome. So how about that? Here's 우주 소녀's Chocomi with Super Yuppers. 슈퍼 그럼요. 내 이름은 슈퍼 그럼요. It's like 80s disco meets Sailor Moon, and I can't get enough of it. That is Super Yuppers by 우주 소녀's unit group, Chocomi. If you're loving the program, do check out our official website, world.kbs.co.kr, where you can make your contributions on our Y2C question of the week. We look through all of your answers and look for the best of the best and provide a prize for the winningest of them all. There are several different ways for you to tune into our program, including Wink24, that's KBS World Radio app, as well as our Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and Shortwave Radio too. Do check out our official website for all that information and more. You can also find us on our social media account at KBS K-pop, so be sure to leave your comments on those posts, especially the ones labeled Y2C. Here's a track taking us into coffee or tea today, Kyuhyun with Daystar, 내 마음을 누르는 일, and 문별 featuring Punch, 낯선 날, Weird Day. 쓸쓸하게 남겨진 한나도 후회 작은 나나나나나나
Hey guys, I'm Sam Kim and you're listening to K-Pop Connection.
Would you like coffee or tea? As far as we know, all the twins in the world share the same birthday. That's why they're twins. But a new set of newborn California twins defy the long odds to have different birthdays recently and even different birth years. Considering it's still the start of a new year, you can guess what happened. Just right before clock struck New Year, little Alfredo Trujillo was born at 11:45 p.m. on December 31st last year at a hospital in Salinas, California. And his twin sister, Aileen, was born several minutes later at the stroke of midnight on January 1st, 2022. How incredibly special is this? Especially considering the odds. Mother Fatima Madrigal is proud for a number of different reasons. She says she was surprised and happy that Aileen arrived at midnight. And she went on to say in several interviews, "It's crazy to me that they are twins and have different birthdays and different birth years. Come on." So we did a little bit of number crunching. And according to stats, roughly 200,000 twins are born in the United States each year, and they make up almost 3% of all births. So that's fairly little. The odds of twins being born on different days in different years, that's about 1 in 2 million chance. That's 0.000005% chance. The doctor who delivered the twins told in an interview, "It was an absolute pleasure to help these little ones arrive here safely in 2021 and 2022, respectively. What an amazing way to start the new year." Do you guys think the twins will have two-day-long birthday parties for the rest of their lives? Or will they just settle on having on one of those dates? Or maybe, kind of like how we ring in the new year, it could be an all-night thing. So many questions, but hey, right now we're focused on just celebrations. So how about that? Let's elongate that experience with 장기하와 얼굴 들 기아한 the faces with 새해 복, New Year's luck, and 청하 with what else? Gotta go, 벌써 12시. Your Two Cents. We love connecting with our listeners and hearing directly from you guys. This is a segment designed just for that. We post our Y2C questions online on our social media account and look through your answers to share them with you on air. Our Y2C question of the week was as follows. What goals or wishes do you have for 2022? I will call it a resolution, but I don't know. I feel like that word in itself is cursed. Like we're doomed to fail from the second we say this is my resolution. But hey, there are really specific ways for you to get it done, right? Actually, that's a clue. You're supposed to apparently be really specific with the goals you set and keep others close by so that they hold you accountable and things like that. Let's get our first response from our listener, Tasmia Tazen, writing to us. "I wish to become more conscious with my spending." That's so responsible. Adulting, hashtag. So here's the catch-22. I think improving your financial life can feel like a catch-22. That same money issues you need to unsnarl creates so much anxiety that we end up just turning away entirely and saying, oh, maybe next year. But apparently, that's a trick. You're supposed to kind of face it head on, face your fears, essentially, figure out what's scaring you, what makes it complex. And I think being more conscious with spending is a great place to start. A lot of financial advisors actually start by asking your relationship with money. They ask you quite frequently to remember the first experience you had with money, because someone who grew up with a single parent and was struggling might have a different perspective than someone who got allowance for doing chores, right? So do a little bit of reflecting and see where that takes you. On to our next, HeyBar85 writing to us, "I wish to know more about myself and say thank you to myself more often because I deserve it. And yes, we should do it all. I hope more happiness will come to me this year and thanks." Okay, well, first of all, HeyBar, I want to give you like a virtual hug. Yes, we should thanking ourselves more frequently. So this one goes out to you, HeyBar17 with 고맙다, thanks. This is our Your Two Cents segment for the week. And our question of the week was, what goals or wishes do you have for 2022? Here is our regular Kimchi Taekook's response. Dear DJ, this year my goals are only to focus on my health and my family's health, trying to eat healthy food, give my best to read something every day, and follow a good routine. These small things are my goals for year 2022. Hope I'll do them accordingly. What about yours? You know, Kimchi Taekook, funny you ask. Because it was on K-pop Connection a few years back, I promised DJ Angie that I would try to read a book each week. That's over 50 books in a year. Of course, needless to say, I did not get it done. So since then, I've dialed down my resolutions to be a little bit more within my reach. Read more? But anyway, I hope you are on the right track. Let us know what your latest read is, too. I'm all about recommendations. Moving on to the next, this is from M. Hatsy. This year, I'm choosing myself, what I want, and my happiness. I changed my answer. I'm right there with you, M. Hatsy. More things that bring me joy. I'm going to go back to YOLO. Is that still trendy? Anyway, I'm all about prioritizing happiness, right? Don't defer happiness. Maybe do what brings you joy today. A little bit of it won't hurt. So how about a few songs on that note? Kong Minji, here's Minji with first Fantabulous, Kikala, and Mamamoo's Wanna Be Myself. I don't know who your pick is, but for me, the empowerment song in K-pop, the anthem for that track is Mamamoo. All right, guys, we're continuing on Your Two Cents. The question of the week was, what are your goals and wishes for 2022? I will call it a resolution, but I guess it could just be a small goal, a big one. It could be a blueprint. All of it is welcomed. And Shamim DXR 2020 has literally shared with us his or her diary entry, and I love it. I love having a lot to read. This person writes, the new year approached us as usual, and there are great hopes, dreams, and resolutions to shape up this year. However, I detest hoping and dreaming, and I'm just going to stick to my resolutions. My past experiences have taught me that hoping and dreaming are useless. They're a waste of energy. They don't come true, and so my resolutions is something I want to keep close, and they're the ones that I want to focus on. First of all, I plan to spend less time talking and more time acting. You're literally making this segment obsolete as we speak. Shamim goes on to say, secondly, I want to spend less time on social media and my computer. They're fun, but they're time consuming. The time is better spent with my books. Ooh, I don't know what it is about a new year. We keep telling ourselves, read less online, read more materials in paperback. But I've got to say, it's about what industry do you really work in? Are you soaking in quality information online too? In which case, it's not such a bad thing, huh? Shamim has a whole laundry list of things that he wants to accomplish this year. Next resolution is to study softwares related to graphic design. Lastly, it is my goal to keep these resolutions. Previously, I used to make tons of resolutions, which I had no chance nor intention of keeping. It seems that narrowing down is a good way to go about it. Life's already really busy and complex. One or two will do just fine. We'll be announcing a winner for Y2C this week right after a song by aespa. Here's their rendition of Dreams Come True and N-hyphen with Tamed Dashed. You wanna feel the vibe, that I'm feeling and loving and then imagine. 저기 멀리 looks like tiny, we call it destiny. What goals or wishes do you have for 2022? I feel like this week was a no-brainer. We've got to hand the big prize to Shamim DXR 2020. Thanks for sharing the most intimate set of goals for this year. I feel revived and maybe committed to a few resolutions of my own. Do write to us. Provide us with your mailing address by reaching us on our email kpop@kbs.co.kr and we'll send out the prize. Here's a track by 2AM. 가까이 있어서 몰랐어. Should have known.
가까이 있어서 몰랐어 철이 없어서 몰랐어 그때
And that does it for us today. Taking us out, here's IU with 겨울잠, Winter Sleep. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Hanim Kim. I'm Lena Kwan. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. 내일은 봄